Proposition 2 would allow the Texas Water Development Board to lend bond money to different water companies, such as the City Water Utility or a river authority. The money would be used to build new infrastructure or fix existing projects, such as reclaim water towers or off-channel reservoirs. In the draft version of the state water plan, the Texas Water Development Board identified $231 billion worth of water projects that would be needed over the next 50 years. Melanie Callahan is the board's interim executive administrator.
Basically passing along our credit rating to those entities so they can access at a lower credit or let it lower interest rate than they would receive if they go to the market by themselves.
Then the water company would pay the state back with interest, and that money would be used to pay off the bond. The proposition has support from a wide spectrum: business associations, oil and gas groups, and environmental organizations. Joe Cooper is general manager of the Lost Pines Groundwater Conservation District. He says the available money to create more surface water projects, such as reservoirs, could help relieve pressure on groundwater supplies.
When you look around Texas, I think just about every lake in Texas is low. Water supplies are low. But people have to understand that the aquifers alone won't sustain Texas for 50 or 60 years either, so a lot more needs to be done.
If there is one gripe with the proposition, it's that the $6 billion in bond money is evergreen, meaning it would always be available at any time for the Texas Water Development Board to lend out. Talmadge Heflin is with Texas Public Policy Foundation. He says the $6 million should be a cap instead.
Now it looks like the trend is for all bonding, let's put it on autopilot, the voters not have a say in it for future. We just think it's bad policy to do that, to give up the voters to being asked to give up their right to approve debt.
If Proposition 2 passes, this would be the first time the Texas Water Development Board has been given an ongoing authority to issue bonds. Early voting is underway until November 4th. Erica Aguilar, KUT News.